What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Today on The Grave Talks, Against the Forbidden Darkness, a conversation with Michelle Lemke-Budke. From childhood, Michelle Lemke-Budke was visited by spirits. But what once felt like a terrifying burden became her life's calling. Today, Michelle is the founder and lead investigator of First City Paranormal, a psychic medium and intuitive empath dedicated to guiding both the living and the dead. She enters homes, businesses, even prisons, confronting the lost and restless to help them find peace. Her journey, chronicled in the book Against the Forbidden Darkness, A Medium and Her Struggle to Save Souls, reveals the chilling encounters that shaped her path. In this episode, Michelle shares her most powerful experiences with earthbound spirits, the battle she's faced with darker entities that refuse to let go, and how she helps others connect with their spiritual guides and angels. Today on The Grave Talks, a conversation with Michelle Lemke-Budke. Michelle, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to chat with me. I have to say, I don't know many people who have had books written about them.
I never thought it would happen to me.
So here you are. There's several different sides to you. You are the founder and lead investigator of First City Paranormal of Kansas.
Yes.
And how long ago did you start that group?
I've always had an interest in the paranormal. You know, it started back when these shows started, like Ghost Adventures and Ghost Hunters, like, you know, what was it, like 2006, 2007. And I started to watch these shows and I just felt an interest, like, I can do that. You know, I think I could do this. It started out with a really small group. It was myself, my daughter, my son, and my sister-in-law. And we basically just went to the places, you know, where you'd have to pay. And you went in as a group and walked. And then it just got to where I didn't like that, you know. And I thought, I want to find people that are really interested, that we can get into places on our own that's never been investigated. So I searched and I found the right people. And that's how First City Paranormal of Kansas got started. My son actually came up with the name, which I thought was really good. So now my team consists of, there's about 12 that, you know, are pretty much there all the time. There's a few others that come when they can. We're also an older group, to be honest. There's two younger ones, my daughter and another girl. They're in their 30s, but the rest of us are over 55. so we are an older group, which makes it interesting, too.
Which also makes you more experienced.
Right. True. Very much so.
You are also a psychic medium.
Right.
Which I find interesting, and I do want to talk about that. But if we go all the way back to when you were a child, that's when it all started for you. You were very young.
What happened was we moved in 1972. I was four. Yeah, I was 4 years old. We moved to a bigger house. It wasn't an old house. It was built in 1959. And immediately, within a week, we were having activity in that house. Just really kind of more like a poltergeist type activity.
Now, was if I may, was that house in the Leavenworth, Kansas area?
Yes, it's in the, yeah, it's in town.
Okay.
Still there. and my parents actually lived there for 33 years. And then they ended up building a new home. I was there. I moved out when I was like 19. I ended up moving back for a while. Once me and my husband now got engaged, I moved back home to save up some money and stuff because we wanted to buy a house. So I was back home for a little while too. That's how it all kind of started. And it was myself. I had two older brothers and my mom and dad, and my brother slept in a separate room together, and I slept by myself, and then of course my parents. And I started just having really strange things happen with me. One thing I think you probably read when you read in the book, one thing I always tell people is the story of the blankets.
Yeah, I thought that was fascinating. Share a little about the blankets.
My mom had woken up during the night to use the restroom, and mom always checked on us. And she had went into my brother's room, you know, they shared a room. And she noticed their covers were gone. Where's her cover? And something made her go into my room. My cover was gone. You know, the top cover. And she's like, whoa, okay. You know, she was like, well, this is really strange. My mom's not afraid of anything. You know, so she goes searching through the house. And she happens to go down the basement. And they were neatly folded at the bottom of the stairs of the basement.
And it didn't happen just once, did it?
We had lots of things like that happen. And my mom was like, there's no way. Like, you know, the first thing popped in her head was maybe sleepwalking. But she said, the kids could not fold a blanket like that, a big blanket. You know, it was just, there's just too much weird stuff. You know, with the, like we said, there was a poltergeist activity where chairs were in the middle of the floor, chairs pushed up against the walls, knocking sounds, just weird stuff. What happened to me, I think when I first, my abilities and stuff started to come through, was in my bed at night, I was literally having these shadow figures surround my bed. They were like probably 4 to 5 feet tall, you know, a 4-year-old child. I'm scared, you know, I'm pulling the covers up over my head, and they were literally saying, help us. And I pulled my back down to you, and they were there. Eventually, a few days after that happened, there was a little girl that showed up. And she looked just like a normal child, except she was dressed more in, this is how I say it, like Little House on the Prairie type dress.
Oh, yeah.
But she looked real. She said her name was Mary. Well, I was young, and I'm like, okay, you got to have a middle name. So I called her Mary Michelle. I just used my name. And of course, you know, my parents thought, you know, this is an imaginary friend. But she was literally protecting me. When I later figured out she was my guardian angel. But when these things would come to me, I'd get extremely scared. And she would tell me, run to your mommy and daddy. Go to your mommy and daddy. And I would run to their room. And, you know, they were thought I was having nightmares or things like that. And my mom is very intuitive. My mom has abilities too. And my mom knew there was something not right. My dad was more in denial about things. And my brothers actually felt things too. And they were very protective of me also. So, I mean, that's kind of how it started. And then it just kind of built on with more things happening. Things actually happened on our property, outside, wherever I would go, things would happen or follow me. I had issues at school. I don't know if you'd gotten to that part of being, you know, outside of reset. I mean, it was just, it was weird. And it was really hard for someone my age.
Well, you know, the thing about being a kid, too, is that you don't want to be different. You get teased about wearing the wrong clothes. If you're a child experiencing something that different, there's, you know, the other kids aren't going to relate to that. They're going to call you weird and stuff. So you don't want them to know about that.
Yes. And I was already extremely shy to begin with. So I was kind of awkward in that way, too. So it just kind of, you know, it was strange because there was a special tree I would sit underneath, like at recess, you know, and I would see things. I would hear things. You know, and I was smart enough at that age not to say, like, talk out loud or say anything like that. You know, I just kind of kept it to myself. But it just made me real introverted. You know, I just didn't, I didn't associate a lot with other kids, which was kind of sad. But it's just how I dealt with it. It's just what I had to do. To get through it.
When I was a little kid, we lived in Nebraska, and I lived in a haunted house. And I just never wanted the other kids to know. But all they had to do was come to my house, and they would know. But so I'm a very social person. So it's weird looking back on it. My best friend lived next door, and she actually saw activity in my house from her house. So she was very aware of it, and she was a really good friend to me. I never invited kids over, and I was a very social kid. But, you know, I didn't want them coming into my house and experiencing what I was.
So, we never said anything.
Yeah.
So we never talked about it to other. My brothers never talked about it to their friends. None of it until we were adults.
Yep, I can so relate to that.
And then we would say, hey, you know, we lived in a haunted house or whatever, you know. And I'll tell you, this is what's really strange is when my parents sold that home, someone bought it and they made it into a rental property. And the first people that rented it, their son was best friends with my son. My son never said anything about like the house being haunted or anything like that. But his friend told him, there's weird things that happen in my house.
That's so interesting.
Yes. So they were
validating.
They were having knocks and like doors being shook. And that he told my son all kinds of things.
How did your parents manage to live there for 33 years?
You think you get used to it.
Yeah, that's probably it. And so they didn't really feel threatened by it, or maybe they kind of grew into a coexistence?
I think so. I think my dad just totally ignored it. My mom, having abilities, she picked up on stuff. But we were also, you know, a religious family. You know, I grew up Catholic. And we also just felt protected also. You know, we protected ourselves.
That's true.
As much as possible also. So, you know, it's just something we did. And I'm with you. I think they... my parents just coexisted with what was there.
Because things like furniture moving, that's a pretty powerful presence in your house. It's not just like the faucets turning on and off and lights turning on and off. That's disturbing when that happens.
My mom would leave and go somewhere. She always was off on Mondays. so that was like her cleaning day and stuff, or running to the store or whatever, she would come back and furniture would be moved. You know, and
that's a powerful presence.
Yeah, and it really never, it never tried to like hurt us in any way. It was just always there. It tended to mess with me more, but that's because I think it knew the way I was. But they were literally souls. Eventually, you know, I found this out as getting older. They were souls that needed help to cross over. And I had that ability. At that time, I didn't know that.
With Mary Michelle coming to you as such a young girl, and she presented as a young girl, that kind of makes me think that she presented to you, perhaps, in a way that you wouldn't find threatening. Another right. little girl.
She looked just like a regular little girl, except the way she was dressed. And she looked like, I never like touched her, but I felt like if I reached out, it was almost like she would feel like a real person because she was the way she presented herself. You know, she wasn't like transparent or anything like that. That's why, you know, I truly feel that she was my guardian angel and she was there to protect me at that young of an age, there to guide me and to keep things that weren't good away. Because there, you know, there's parts in the book where you'll hear about like the in the closet and things like that. That's more of a little bit more of the exaggerated part of the book where it comes to the part where about it, you know, being, you know, 85% of the book is nonfiction. And then the rest is, you know, partly fiction just to give a twist. That was kind of that part. But, you know, they definitely were, I call them the little people. They were there. And I don't know, maybe they were all children. I have no idea because I was a child. But it was just, it was a hard thing to go through. And there were so much other things that happened from probably that age of 4 till probably about the age of 12. You know, I had a lot of experiences. I feel like when I reached that puberty age, you know, I was becoming a little bit more social with friends and stuff. And I kind of put it aside, kind of blocked it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a time where I really didn't use that ability. And also once I was married and had, when my children were small, I kind of put it aside. But then when it came back with a vengeance. I meant I was like even more, my abilities were even stronger.
Because a lot of times it just goes away completely. We hear about children and imaginary friends. And I always say, if your child has an imaginary friend, have a conversation with them. Don't just brush it off because your child might be having a paranormal experience.
And I definitely, I have said that to people before. You know, if your child's talking about an imaginary friend, really pay attention to them. Listen to what they have to say. My son at 3 years old started talking to me about the Revolutionary War.
Oh.
How in the
That's
world,
unexpected.
How in the world does a three-year-old know about the Revolutionary War? How did he described a man, exactly what he looked like, and the only thing I can say is that was a past life of my son.
And I believe that.
And I do believe in past lives because I am able to see into people's past lives. I do that for people. So I knew right away that was part of his past life, that he was literally a Revolutionary War soldier and that, you know, it was coming through to him at that young of an age.
At 3 years old.
Yes. And for a three-year-old to say what the uniform looked like, what the colors were, it was just unbelievable.
Because there are some things a three-year-old might see and interpret in some way, but when it comes to a Revolutionary War, you know, soldier,
no,
how would your child know that?
He didn't watch anything like that on TV.
that's the last thing you're going to have a conversation with your kid about, too. Right. Let's talk about a horrific time in this country's history.
Yeah. So that's a very interesting thing, too. So that's why I tell people, listen to your kids. Oh. Let them talk, let them tell you what they're saying, because they actually could be bringing up a past life.
Now, the book is called Against the Forbidden Darkness, A Medium in Her Struggle to Save Souls. And Anna, now help me if I'm saying her name correctly, Anna Maria Manalo?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, yay. Okay. So yeah. She wrote the book. How did this come about? Because it's kind of interesting that someone would write a book about you and your experiences.
It's very interesting. I actually had read a couple of her books, which I really liked. And I had saw like an ad that she had put on Facebook looking for readers, you know, after they finish writing a book, before it goes on to publishing, they have people read it and kind of review it. And she was looking for people. And I sent her a message and say, hey, I love your books. I would really love to read your next, you know, to help review your next book. And she contacted me and she said, that's great. And so I did. And we just started talking back and forth, you know, private message each other. We literally grew to be great friends, you know, over 4 years on Facebook without meeting each other. And we literally met for the first time the end of July this year. She came here to go. We had a Paracon here in Leavenworth and she came for it. It's the first time I met her.
And that's after the book came out, right? Because the book came out last year.
The book came out in July of 2024. And so, and she's written, you know, another book since then. And she's getting ready to start her other one. But that's how it happened. But we were talking back and forth. And I, you know, she was just asking me some questions about myself. And all of a sudden I told her about, you know, being a psychic medium. She goes, what? Like, you never told me this.
Like, you know, how did that never come up?
It wasn't just something I blurt out to people. And so we're talking and she kind of said, you know, and some of the stories I had told her and some of the investigations we've done. And she was like, would you be willing for me to write your story? And I was like, I need to think about that because I wasn't sure if I wanted to put it out there.
Yeah.
So I thought about it for a while and it was like, you know, maybe I need to do this to help others like me that are afraid to put themselves out there, you know, because I thought this is a way to help them. So I agreed to it. And it took, you know, over a year. I literally had to kind of write up kind of an outline for her about things that happened and, you know, how it went. And she's a novelist. So I wrote it out in an outline and then she kind of just did her thing. And of course she would ask me questions while she's writing little different things. And that's how it happened.
You've lived your entire life in Leavenworth, Kansas. So yes. A lot of these experiences happened in Leavenworth, around Leavenworth. So yes. It's not a big city. For Kansas, it's a decent sized town. How big is Leavenworth?
I think they include the prison population in that.
Because there's a... And that's what a lot of people will recognize the town Leavenworth, because there is a huge prison there.
There's the federal penitentiary, but there's also the Kansas State Penitentiary, which is in Lansing, but that's actually Leavenworth County. Also, you got Fort Leavenworth, which is very famous. Fort Leavenworth is extremely famous. I mean, it's a fort for school for officers. So it's more of a, you know, there's a lot more officers up there. But yeah, we're no, you know, most people, when they hear Leavenworth, the first thing is prisons. Mm-hmm. Or the second thing, Kansas, you know, it's a Wizard of Oz. You know, you get all.
I know.
You get
it's
all
like
that stuff.
That, you know if like. One more person says, there's no place like home, or do you click your heels 3 times? Yeah, I'm like, Kansas, God, can we please just not? Because everybody who lives in Kansas has heard that a million times.
Right.
But right. Leavenworth isn't that big of a city. And living there your whole life, you know a lot of people. Was that something you took into consideration? If this book comes out and it gets around town that this book is based on my life, are people going to start thinking differently of me? Or by the time the book came out, had it kind of gotten around anyway that you're a psychic medium? Because you don't hide that.
It had gotten, around a little bit. Some people knew about the book, that she was writing the book. But I'm telling you, people embraced it.
Oh, good. I'm really happy to hear that because I was thinking of little Michelle at school. And I'm like, I just want people to love you. Okay, good.
But I think it's because I lived here all my life and I know a lot of people. And, and plus being much older, it's totally different. I had a good reception from people with it. A lot of people wanted to read it as soon as it came out. I mean, it was great. I'm thankful for Anna for doing it. I think it helped me myself too, better understand myself actually.
Yeah. And it really makes you look at your life, especially when you're writing the outline for it. You have to go pretty deep into some things you haven't probably thought about for a long time.
It was hard. It was hard to go back to certain things. Because there are bad things that happened, too, and that I had to kind of relive, that I didn't like. But I made it through it, and I'm glad. And my goal was to help those that have the same ability that were afraid of what people were going to think of them. And I'll be honest with you, I've been called all kinds of names. I've been called, witch. I've been called all. You get people like that, But when I describe myself, I don't describe myself as a typical psychic medium. Everything I get, I call comes from the divine. Being a Christian, I get most of my stuff comes from, I get messages from angels, spirit guides. I get messages from ancestors. When I do readings, I do readings for people. It's mainly their family members, their ancestors coming through. Things like that. I don't use tarot cards. I don't do anything like that. So I kind of consider myself a little bit different than others. I put myself a little bit in a different category.
And I find it interesting because you are a woman of faith that a lot of times people who do consider themselves Christian have a real problem with someone having psychic abilities, but yet at the same time, there's stories in the Bible about being visited by spirits and things. So
many were visited.
Many
in the Bible.
Many. And so to me, I think why couldn't that continue to the present day and throughout history?
And I think there's a reason. I truly believe I kind of struggled with, is this a curse or is this something good for a long time? But then when I found out the ability to be able to help those crossover that are stuck, or being held or something like, the souls, this was a gift. Mm-hmm. I believe it's a gift from God. And that's how I use it. That's how I do it. I do come in contact with I call them like lower level entities, minions, things like that to as I would say to the devil, depends on your religion and how you see things. But I've come across things like that I've literally had to get rid of, to push, get them back to help these lost souls. And I will do it if I have to. And I feel the older I get, the stronger I get too.
That makes sense to me, actually, because all the experience adds up, that's growth and that all makes you stronger and more in touch with your own abilities, I would think.
And I don't, one thing I tell people, especially my team, is you cannot show fear in any way. These things feed off of fear. So, I just pound that into their heads all the time.
See, I would be a horrible person to join your team. Because you would be calling me out every night. You'd be going, Carol, I am sensing fear. Get it together over there.
And like, it happens. It happens because we're human. It happens. and I'm okay. But the more they do it, the better they get where they don't show that. And some of my team, I mean, everybody on my team brings something into it. You know, I have sensitives on the team, empaths on my team, you know, so which helps me out. But then I have ones that don't have, you know, no ability, you know, nothing like that at all. It's just their, what they feel inside, what they, if they walk in the room and they may feel like a heaviness or something like that, which all of us have the ability for that. And so, but my team has learned, but we still have experiences where I've had to remove members and take them outside to ground them and things like that, because they just get a little bit too, they get that fear into them, and then certain things will start to surround them. And of course I feel and see everything. So, you know, I'm on it right then and there, because I do protect my team. That's another thing. I protect my team while on investigations. And like I said, we're all Christian. We say a prayer before every investigation. We say a prayer before we leave to protect ourselves, which I think that's very important.
And in the back of the book, there are some prayers that you can use.
Yes.
If you want.
And I highly recommend those to be used. It's what we use, and it does make a difference. It really does. It helps. It puts that white light that surrounds you and those boundaries that are put up. So it's important.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation with Michelle Lemke-Budke. You can find the book Against the Forbidden Darkness, A Medium in Her Struggle to Save Souls on Amazon. For more information on First City Paranormal, Hontoff Solutions, and Guiding Light Intuitive Empath and Spiritual Guide Messenger, you can search for them on Facebook or find links in the show notes. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes without the commercials, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you so much for listening.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.